Welcome to Spread a Little Love Around, featuring American Family Living, a ministry made up of individuals and families that recognize the urgent need in this society for spiritual and moral strengthening. We are dedicated to facilitating improvement in good family relationships and to give troubled families a new framework and foundation on which to build happy and fulfilling lives. Join now with Gene and Evie as they share especially with you on how to experience the abundant life that Jesus has promised you. Remember, love is like the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. It doesn't start to multiply until you give it away. So let's learn together how to spread a little love around. Welcome to Spread a Little Love Around. American Family Living has been fighting for the preservation and healing of America's families for 33 years. Gene and Evie and Steve and Kathy are your hosts to discover how to build your relationship with Christ so you can have the best family of love and unity. May God bless you is our prayer.
Hi, this is Evie from American Family Living, and we have with us in our studio Steve Schinhoven, our director, and my wonderful, wonderful husband since 1959, figured out how many years, and we got our guest and his wonderful son here in our studio to talk about, and that's Lauren Brown and Taylor Brown, that are talking about a subject that's very near and dear to all of our hearts as believers. And what is that about? And you are a lawyer.
Yes,
so
I am.
So I have to be careful.
Uh-huh. This book that we've written, The Ostrich, the Eagle, and the Unborn Child, begins with the story of the ostrich from Job 39. And there we find at chapter 39, verses 13 to 18, it says, "The wings of the ostrich flap joyfully, but they cannot compare with the pinions and feathers of the stork. She lays her eggs on the ground and lets them warm in the sand, unmindful that a foot might crush them, that some wild animal might trample them. She treats her young harshly, as if they were not hers. She cares not that her labor was in vain, for God did not endow her with wisdom or give her a share of good sense. Yet when she spreads her feathers to run, she laughs at the horse and rider." Now, the first thing you have to realize is this was not written by God for the purpose of changing the ostrich's ways. Right? It was written for us. So that we can learn something from it, and we can mend our own ways. Notice that we're talking here about the egg, but in the same verse, it says she treats her young harshly. It refers to the egg as her young.
Exactly. It is her young.
Exactly. That's the point. It's in gestation. It's not born. It's not hatched yet. And if you compare that to a human being in the womb, it seems to me like we need to make that comparison.
Wow.
That our young in the womb are our progeny, our offspring, mm-hmm. our children.
Can be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and when, because she deals with them so harshly, the Lord says that it's because she has no wisdom or a share of good sense. Mm-hmm. In another verse over in Lamentations, it says, "Even the jackals offer their breast to nurse their young, but my people have become heartless, mm-hmm. like ostriches in the desert." Right. And I believe that that harshness that they're talking of is the way they treat their young, right? Their eggs, that they don't mind them and take care of them and nurture them and love them the way we need to.
Wow.
So it's a lack of wisdom that they don't have. And that's what we see in regards to the abortion issue mm-hmm. with our young people of today. They're being told that it's just a piece of protoplasm. It's mm-hmm. it's not a being, but there's something that happens that's beyond magic when the egg hits the sperm. Mm-hmm. The sperm hits the egg. I mean, there is something that happens at that moment. How do you describe that?
You know, Gene, it's people do this, I believe, largely in ignorance.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They lack wisdom. They don't know the
truth.
They
don't know what they're
mm-hmm.
doing.
Mm-hmm.
They have not grappled with exactly where life comes from, what life means, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, at least Christians that haven't dealt with this issue straight on, may think that it's an innocent thing. It's a necessary evil or something of that type. But
it's an inconvenience.
Yes, it is.
That's what so oftentimes is the issue.
But the Bible says children are a reward from God.
Amen.
And I think we need to see them that way from the very beginning.
Absolutely.
So when you look at this, Taylor, what's your thinking about the fact that we know that if a young person, a woman, is actually given what do you call it when they look at the baby inside the body of the woman?
An ultrasound.
Okay, uh-huh. When they get an ultrasound and they see that, a lot of times, most of them will not go ahead and have the abortion because they see it's really a human being in there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think there's a lot of distancing that happens in the liberal press, in our government, people wanting to hold on to this right to not be inconvenienced. And so they have to distance themselves from from seeing how it's an actual child. It's a human being. I mean, it's smaller, it's developing, but when you see it, you have that connection with the heart. And like you said, most of the time when women do see that, they will not go through with an abortion.
What's so wonderful is our youngest son has four children from adoption, open adoptions. We know who the mom and the dad or the sperm donor was. We know, you know, who that is. And to think that, you know, that these little rascals, you know, if they were not valued somehow, we don't even understand all the ramifications of all four of them. But the fact remains is that they sought to bring the child to term rather than to terminate the child in their womb.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
And so the ostrich is one thing, but what about the eagle?
The eagle. Well, that's another subject.
We love the eagle, honey.
The eagle comes to the title of the book because we have in America, back in 1940, they passed a law that I call the Eagle Law. And it was passed because the eagle threatened with extinction. They were declining in numbers, and the government had made this into a symbol of freedom for America, the golden eagle and so forth.
Yeah.
And so they passed this law that says anything to do with the eagle is absolutely protected. Its feathers, its nest, the eagle itself, its talons, its eggs, everything about the eagle is absolutely protected. And if you even touch it, an egg or
a feather.
Yeah, knowing that what you're doing, that's the one requirement. You have to know that you're doing this. You can be fined up to $5,000 or imprisoned up to 1 year or both the fine and the prison. So the eagle itself is absolutely protected.
In America?
In the United States.
Wow.
Yes. And you compare that, however, with another federal law made by our Supreme Court in the Roe versus Wade decision, and you find that babies, human babies, are not protected at all from the determination by their mother that they're unwanted. Mm-hmm. And if they're unwanted, they can merely discard them, right?
Now, talking about that, if there's a husband involved in the situation and he wants not to have the baby, sometimes he will abuse the mother, and then that's called murder.
Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, I believe 38 of the states now have what we call fetal murder statutes, where anyone other than the mother that makes the determination to kill the child or that does anything that brings about the death of a child can be charged with murder, even though it's in the womb. Right, but the mother has the absolute right to terminate the pregnancy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think that's this is so. I mean, to me, I just can't understand how it can happen that whenever the husband, who is the father of the baby, he decides to terminate the baby, you know, that's not acceptable. But the wife can actually go ahead and just have it done, and there's no problem or anything. I mean,
well, it works both ways against someone other. Well, against a husband, a father of mm-hmm. a child. If they determine to take the life, then they can be brought up on murder charges under these fetal murder statutes. But look at it from the other side. If they want the baby and they don't want to abort it, they have no say whatsoever. It's the mother that has absolute right to make the determination whether or not to carry the baby to term.
So the eagle now must have some special thing why it's protected and everything, but it is as a parent, I mean, it does some really bizarre things, like finally the baby grows to the point where it could actually survive, but it's not wanting to get out of the nest. And so the parent kicks it out of the nest and then actually saves it if it doesn't start flying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really something how we could actually get some role modeling of some of
that we should do to our
parents
some
need to do
to their kids.
Obama's trying to encourage all the kids to stay home until they're 26.
Oh my goodness, sakes alive!
Well, at some point you got to kick them out, I suppose, but not from the womb.
No.
But if they do get kicked out from the womb, I know a young lady right now is sitting in prison because she did have her baby, but she discarded it, and mm-hmm. they found out the baby died, and she's in prison. Today.
Oh my,
you know, what's so interesting about that is that even in the states that do not have a fetal murder statute, if you do something that causes the death, let's say, of the mother that is pregnant at the time, and the baby is born alive, that sometimes happens. The mother will have been killed, but they do a C-section or something or other, and they take the baby.
Right.
It lives. If it then dies because of the trauma that the mother went through, it can be a charge of murder, even in those states that don't have fetal murder statutes. Why? Because it's been born alive, and now it died as a result of things that that person has done.
Wow. Oh, think about all the children that are born addicted to drugs
mm-hmm.
and how their whole life is hell.
Yeah.
And
that should be child abuse. But is that child abuse?
Yeah, there have been. I know of a case in Florida where a mother was charged with child abuse because she took drugs and so forth while she had a baby in the womb.
Wow.
And the baby was damaged because of it.
Yeah, you would think, you know, smoking, drinking, all these things that cause, you know, deformity would be a abuse, you know, according to the law. That's what the law says, but I don't know.
We know, again, Steve, these things are all bad, but for so many women, you have to understand they just simply don't understand what they're doing, and they do it in ignorance. And so as a Christian body, we need to have empathy for these women.
Right.
But we also need to let them know the truth from God's word, that what they carry in their womb is very, very precious in the eyes of God.
So we need to educate them. But I know God says he's written his laws on the tablets of our heart. You know, basic common sense, the laws, you don't kill somebody you love or kill another human being. And sometimes I think, like you said, there's no wisdom in that. The people, because if it's not educated, or I mean, natural God's law tells us this is wrong. I know I was a young age, and that's what brought me to the Lord. I got my girlfriend pregnant, and I wasn't a Christian, but I knew I was absolutely wrong for that happening. And I think people do have that God-given common sense to go, this is wrong, and but they get the world's advice, and the world's counsel would say it's just a fetus, and it's okay, and we'll counsel you through it, and you'll be fine, because you'll just pass this out of your body, and you go on and keep go back to college, you know?
It's like
high school, whatever.
Removing an abscess tooth.
Wow. Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So we talked a little bit about the ostrich and about the eagle, and we're talking about the unborn child, and what we have is that's the name of your book. And
yes.
So it'll be out in the next 6 months, you think?
I believe so. It's in the process of being published now, but we don't have it ready to offer yet. It will be published both online so that you can download it, or we'll have actual books available.
Okay, so people need to get a hold of us here at American Family Living, and the number is
866-884-7900. That's 866-884-7900.
That's if you need information about that, or if you need counseling, or you need help, if you need any kind of encouragement, that's what we're here for. Our whole lives have been dedicated to be able to be available with our counselors that work here, with our staff, and all the functions that we have. And then the one thing for sure we need to say, if you've had an abortion and you feel bad about it, there is forgiveness. God will forgive. And all you need to do is to ask him for forgiveness and to repent in the sense of being sorry for the fact that you took that little munchkin's child. So you don't need to stay stuck. I just feel bad for all these women, Lauren, who have lived their life in a living hell of guilt because they went ahead and had the termination of their child. Mm-hmm. We got to run. God bless you. Thank you also, Taylor, for being with us.
Thank you.
And Steve, God bless you as you put Jesus first in your life.
Friends, this is Kathy with American Family Living. I want to invite you to my favorite activity of the year. It's the Time for Two Couples Weekend. Does your marriage need passion? Do you want to unlock the secrets of romance or have intimacy through great communication? Our Couples Weekend is amazing. It's March 7th, 8th, and 9th, 2014. We want to invite you to come and enjoy a time making your marriage a priority and having strength, intimacy, and the things you long for in your marriage. Give us a call at 714-637-7900 and sign up for this romantic getaway.
I'd like to tell you a story of what has happened to me. My heart was burdened with sorrow. But then so quickly it happened, I found a love so true. And now how else can I thank him but to share his love with you? You've got to spread a little love around. Show the world what you have found. Life is full of joy and happiness when you find a Savior's love. Spread a little love around. Share it with the one who's down. Spread a little love, spread a little love around. Oh yes, I've just gotta tell you about his love so true. A love far greater than anything, for he bled and died for you. Happened. The place was Calvary, and now with sins forgiven, you can share his love with me. You've got to spread a little love around, show the world what you have found. Life is full of joy and happiness when you find the Savior's love.